these three current leaders obviously do.
Of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
Right. That's right.
It's a great piece. We'll link to it on SeaChange Radio. Author, sustainability consultant, Andrew Winston. Andrew, thanks so much for being my guest on SeaChange Radio.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sway the future to the past and find what will endure.
You've been listening to SeaChange Radio. Our intro music is by Sanford Lewis, and our outro music is by Alex Wise. Additional music by Charles Erland, Los Lobos, and Neil Young. Check out our website at seachangeradio.com. That's seachangeradio.com to stream or download the show or subscribe to our podcast. Visit our archives there to hear from Bill McKibben, Van Jones, Paul Hawken, and many others. And tune in to Sea Change Radio next week as we continue making connections for sustainability. For Sea Change Radio, I'm Alex Wise.
Hey guys, Will Durst here to say that it only took a year and a half, but we finally distilled the presidential field down to two presumptive nominees from the major political parties, the Donald and the Hillary. And the hardest part is figuring out which is scarier, that one of these two is going to become the next president of the United States, or the American people get to decide. You constantly hear that refrain, oh, let's see what the American people want. No, let's not. You want to know what the American people want? I'll tell you what the American people want. The American people want to lose weight by eating potato chips. The American people want to pay no taxes and have better schools and roads. The American people want drive-through nickel beer night. The American people require a warning label on their brake fluid to keep them from drinking it. The American people want to win the lottery without having to buy a ticket. The American people think any piece of clothing they can squeeze into fits. The American people would chew off their own foot if Oprah told them there was liquid gold in their ankle veins. The American people think louder is better and deafening is best. The American people think the laws of gravity can be repealed. The American people want to look like George Clooney by shopping at Walmart. The American people have the same sense that God gave a bucket of hair. 68% of the American people still believe professional wrestling is legitimate. The American people have the attention span of high-speed lint. They love the Home Shopping Network because it's commercial-free. God bless the American people and the rest of the world. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.
Don't miss Jim Hightower, Will Durst, and Mary Standish comedy at the Chico Women's Club, Thursday, August 25th. It's a benefit for KZFR. More information available at kzfr.org.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Peterson Tree Care, because trees need care. Certified arborist John Peterson continues his family tradition of caring about Chico's amazing natural resources. Licensed, bonded, and insured with financing available, Peterson Tree Care handles residential and commercial properties and can be reached by calling 518-0924. And by Formal Education, voted Best of Chico for 2015, Formal Education provides everything for the well-appointed man, from casual to formal. You'll find designer and top brand clothing, accessories, and personal products, too, at 334 Broadway in downtown Chico. More information by calling 809-1839 or at formaleducation.com. Allow formal education to educate you. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM, or online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Tonight on Non-Human Radio, we're going to talk about vegan Olympic athletes, deceased Olympic jaguars, and then we'll move on to talk about veganism, clean eating, and fad diets. All that and the vegan calendar of events coming up. Over to you, Jeannie.
Thanks, Danny. Non-Human Radio wishes vegan athlete Kendrick Ferris good luck at the Olympics. Ferris will be the only male United States weightlifter competing in the 2016 Olympics. So, it's fair to say that the entire U.S. men's weightlifting team is vegan. Ferris is a three-time Olympian who broke the U.S. clean and jerk record in May of this year by lifting nearly 800 pounds. He'll be lifting in the 94-kilogram weight division, which means a weight limit between 187 and 207 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a magnificent human being. Ferris went vegan shortly after the birth of his son in September 2014, and he posted on his Facebook profile in December of that year saying, "The whole journey is a lot bigger than myself. I'm not selfish like I used to be. We have to be selfish to some degree, but I'm not the center point of my own life." That's pretty profound, huh?
I think that's definitely a key point to a lot of vegans.
Yeah. I mean, he was doing it because he had a kid, but concomitant with his decision, going along with his decision, is concern for all these other non-human animals, which is kind of cool.
I think children and pets are often a route to recognizing life and death.
Yeah,
issues.
really. The 29-year-old athlete will join a few other vegan athletes at this year's games, including sprinter Morgan Mitchell from Australia and long jumper and also a Buffalo Bills wide receiver, professional football player, Marquise Goodwin. The Australian sprinter Morgan Mitchell went vegan for ethical reasons after her partner showed her an animal rights video about farmed animal cruelty. I guess those videos work, huh? At the same time, she also did a complete overhaul of her coaching, training, and mental discipline, and all that, plus the vegan diet, helped her to an amazing year of competition in Australia. She took first place in all 12 of her national matches in Australia, and she will be racing on August 13th. And the 19th in the 400-meter sprint and the 4x400-meter relay sprint. So I hope Team Vegan kicks everyone else's butts.
Me too. I think we've seen a lot over just the past 10 years, you know, vegan athletes, vegan cyclists, vegan bodybuilders really kind of change that whole dynamic that if you're not somehow, you know, swallowing raw eggs and eating, you know, pounds of raw chicken.
Whey protein supplements.
And all of which sort of ties into our fad diets articles coming up. They kind of put to rest that.
Yeah. The weak vegan, if that's what your impression is of vegans, you are wrong, my friend.
I wish I was setting a better example in that regard, but you know, I'll get there.
I guess the point is that being vegan doesn't prohibit you from becoming superhuman, from achieving really great athletic goals.
It's the training, right?
Yeah, it's the mental discipline and being able to put up with discomfort on a regular basis, which I'm trying to do. Yeah, I am training.
Yep, it's harder in Chico. It's so hot.
Excuses. Yeah. You're never going to be an Olympian, Danny. If you just tuned in, this is KZFR 90 Minto Valley, Foothills and Beyond. You're listening to Non-Human Radio with hosts Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms. We're up to another story here.
All right. I've been promoting to reading entire stories, so wish me luck. In other Olympic news of the not-so-good sort, a jaguar who was brought out for an Olympic torch event in Rio de Janeiro 2 weeks ago was shot and killed shortly afterwards when she escaped her handlers. The local Olympic Organizing Committee is now investigating the incident, but of course animal welfare advocates argue that she should have never been out there in the first place. Juma, a 17-year-old female jaguar, was at an event on Monday to commemorate the passing of the Olympic torch in Manaus, the largest city in the Brazilian Amazon. She was photographed in chains alongside assault rifle-wielding soldiers and a runner.
Right. Well, the zoo where she was in is located, I think it's in there, is in a military base. So that's
right.
Soldiers were at the ready.
Apparently, she escaped an enclosure after the event, but was not at risk of leaving the confines of where she was. Military officials said Juma was hit with 4 tranquilizer darts, but they didn't slow her down. When she turned aggressively toward a veterinarian, a soldier was forced to take her down with bullets. Of course, if you've just been poked 4 times, you might be aggressive, and tranquilizers take time to work. What was Juma the Jaguar doing at an Olympic torch event? Well, the official mascot of the 2016 Olympic Rio Games is a jaguar named Jinga. The local Olympic organizing committee apparently thought it would be cute to trot out an actual jaguar for a public event, a bad idea that sadly led to her death. Juma had been raised in captivity since she was a cub, earning her keep as the mascot for Brazil. Humans have a mindset that animals must earn their keep.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, how do cows stay in our society? Because they earn their keep.
Right. Even just the image of, you know, heavy chains versus an actual sort of appropriate leash system.
Yeah, the image was like this big, heavy leather collar around her neck, like a 2-inch wide collar. It was just
it's like the Roman games, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
The outcome. And apologize, a symbol of peace and unity among peoples, to be displayed next to a chained wild animal. Yes, it's a mistake to literally kill your own mascot. The incident, of course, reminds our listeners of Harambe, the 17-year-old Western lowland gorilla who was shot and killed when a young boy. Officials made the decision to shoot the gorilla for fear that he would harm the child. Similar to Harambe, jaguars are an endangered species, prompting the inevitable question, why are threatened animals still being put into these kinds of situations? What do you think about that, Jeannie?
Right. I mean, so the jaguar is endangered because of human activities.
Right.
It's not because they're just failing to reproduce. It's because we've taken away the environment in which they can reproduce. And in this case, the jaguar, I mean, I don't think that the jaguar was being held. It was being trotted out as a mascot for the military. I just think it's a shame. And I think that we can do better by these animals. Yeah.
The Olympics are having their issues anyway, and that's just additionally terrible.
Yeah.
Big cats should certainly not really even be in captivity. It's just not healthy for anyone around them or themselves.
Yeah, captivity for an animal that usually has a territory of square miles
right.
does not belong in a captive situation where their territory is at most fractions of an acre.
Right, right. People feel bad about keeping their cats and dogs inside, and yet they go pay money to zoos and visit them.
Yeah.
Which just, you know, reinforces this problem.
So if you just tuned in, this is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. You're listening to Non-Human Radio with host Danny Toms and yours truly, Jeannie Trezina. So our main story today is we're going to talk about veganism, clean eating, and fad diets, and the health arguments for veganism. I've been reading in the blogosphere a couple of vegan registered dietitians who are vegan who have been talking about the ideas behind health-oriented vegan advocacy. And I thought we could talk about how so-called clean eating is giving veganism a bad name. So I thought we'd start by talking about what our own diets are like. Danny and I, I'm going to put us both in the same class as average vegans, and we eat mostly what we like, as long as it doesn't contain animals or animal products.
I only eat what I like.
Okay. You don't even try things you don't like?
Oh, I'll try everything once, yeah.
So, let's have a little confession time. So, like, how do you feel about kale, Danny?
Well, contrary to popular belief, I don't dislike kale, but I don't think it's a, you know, mythical food that has to show up at every potluck and on everybody's plate. It's chewy, you know. With the garlic and salt, it's good, but
you can say that about so much food.
You can say that about a lot of food. It shouldn't be kind of this, you got to have kale and quinoa and, you know, some kind of raw salad is not the definition of veganism in my book.
Yeah, we have a fair amount of that at the potlucks,
sure.
I have to say. But we also have a fair amount that's not kale and quinoa, which is great.
Right, and I'm certainly not against, you know, people eat whatever you want.
Yeah, so
it's vegan.
Me, I eat just about anything. There's very little that's vegan that I won't eat or try, similar to you. I eat fried foods. I eat vegan donuts. I eat those alternative vegan meat things. Like,
why would you want to eat something that looks like meat, Jeannie?
Yeah, I didn't go vegan because I hated the taste of meat. I went vegan because I hated the idea of animal suffering.
That's a good argument.
For a minute's worth of palate pleasure.
Right.
Yeah?
And we're kind of conditioned to want to eat chewy protein, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I think there are very few people who don't enjoy really chewing into something. We have big molars. For the folks who like say, oh yeah, we have incisors or we have canine teeth, so that means that we are carnivores. Well, we also have big flat grinding molars.
Right.
Which is, that's where we get our pleasure from.
I post lots of fried food on Instagram, and I get lots of likes from clean eating, raw food only folks. So they, you know, they also appreciate other food. Whether or not they eat it, I don't know.
Yeah, really, that's the point, right? Part of the point. Anyway, what I do enjoy is food that's well seasoned. I like a lot of. I don't like bland food. I don't like if it's dry or not salty enough. Yeah, blandness is a real turnoff for me. And I know it's an acquired thing. Like, you can practice going low salt for a time period, and or low sugar or low sweet food.
Definitely lesser salt. Now that once you stop eating so many processed foods, you use less salt anyway. So I think our relative amount of salt we would use is still much less than standard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So anyway, I just wanted to give like the listeners an idea of like what kind of vegans we are. And it's actually not that different from the average non-vegan person. It's just that we leave the meat and dairy and eggs out of our preparations.
I'm making cookies soon.
Yay. I love when you make cookies. So anyway, that said, the impression that most non-vegans and even some vegans themselves have of the vegan diet is that it is one of restriction. And it comes up in the form of a couple of misconceptions that pop up on blogs and in social media. One is that so-called whole food, plant-based, clean-eating people are healthier than ordinary vegans, right?
We've definitely seen this for a long time. You see, can see discussions of people going from vegetarian to vegan to raw food to 1,200-calorie diets to only, you know, filtered water or,
yeah,
you know, what's the holistic water? I forget the name of it, but it lends its, you know, you want to kind of separate your diet and your ethics from control issues, which unfortunately will collide in this kind of any kind of diet ends up with people who have genuine eating issues. And not to dismiss people's eating issues, people should get help, people should work on it, but not to conflate everything into one kind of ball.
Absolutely. I think disordered eating or eating disorders are really something that we all need to watch out for, right?
For sure.
So related to that idea is that the belief that vegans motivated by ethics choose less healthy diets than those motivated by health. Excuse me. So it's true. It's true that you can be vegan and eat a pretty junky diet. There are plenty of accidentally vegan foods like Oreos, as well as straight out junk food developed just for vegans who like a treat that is unhealthy. It's really not hard to eat a vegan diet that is delicious and fun to eat and totally unhealthy. I'm not saying that's not possible. But while there are some vegans who do that, I don't think it's all that common. Instead, I think that this whole idea of junk food vegans arises from a sometimes maybe too rigid and often extreme view of what constitutes healthy eating. There is this idea that if you have some tofurkey a few times a week or use olive oil on your salad and choose desserts that are sweetened with regular sugar rather than, say, pureed dates, that those choices make you a, quote, junk food vegan.
Yeah, and as you noted, it's very hard to find people who have been vegan for very long who stick to that strict level of an interpretation of the diet. Usually any new people to any movement or religion, you know, sort of the new joiners that are most vocal and the most rigid, and you're trying to shift your diet and understand things, so you go by very simple rules that are easy to maintain. But that also leads to a lot of vegans burning out, and they burn out, and then somebody else is like, "See, they went vegan and they were totally unhealthy, and they were crazy, you know, not, and they were very judgmental, and it's detrimental to the overall purpose."
Oh, it totally is, and you know, and plus it's really hard to eliminate a whole food group from your diet, or to restrict a whole macronutrient from your diet. So to say, you're either going to go low carb or low fat or low protein, any of those, if you try to limit that, it becomes very difficult to get all the rest of your nutrients, your vitamins, not to mention enough calories.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately we're omnivores and scavengers, and we eat broadly of anything, and that's kind of what I think our body wants to do. But again, that's there's my opinion on what I think are
right.
Let's go with the American Dietetic Association's position here, Jeannie.
Sure. Well, yeah, the American Dietetic Association's position is that, quote, well-planned vegetarian diets are appropriate for individuals during all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, and adolescence, and for athletes. A vegetarian diet is defined as one that does not include meat, including fowl, which is poultry or chicken, or seafood, or products containing those foods. So, yeah, I mean, they're describing a vegetarian diet, but in fact, the definition includes dairy, and it does not include dairy and eggs. So they're talking about what they should be saying is vegetarian and vegan diets.
Right, and I think I just saw some articles about Italy is considering not allowing parents to feed their children vegan diets because of a particular very strict couple who had a malnourished child because they weren't following medical recommendations and they were following strange purity rules about, you know, veganism and religion or whatever their particular shtick was, and it I don't know if it killed their child or not, but you know, just like with any kind of press or publicity, one bad incident outweighs, you know, thousands and thousands of good ones and makes for a good news cycle, and it just drags down the whole movement.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'm happy to say we have a lot of vegan parents and a few vegan babies that I've seen born just in Chico, or, you know, Chico alone. So
and they are doing fine.
They are thriving. They're thriving. Yeah, and there was a 2015 study of vegans in the peer-reviewed journal Appetite that found that health-motivated vegans naturally ate more fruit and had fewer sweets. But they were also less likely to take either vitamin B12 or vitamin D supplements. So I'm sure there's a certain pride or a certain idea that it's not right to supplement your diet, that you're doing something wrong if you have to take a vitamin. But I don't subscribe to that point of view. I think that by taking a vitamin, you are preventing a bad outcome.
Yeah, I mean, I went through all that and tried to, you know, ferment your own things for B12 or whatever you're trying to do. And ultimately, I got blood tests and I was vitamin D deficient because it's too hot around here and I stay out of the sun. And I was B12 deficient and I was depressed and I was cranky. And so I just started taking a multivitamin like millions and millions of Americans do, regardless of what they eat.
Right. Yeah, actually, the nutritional guidelines for B12, right, which is the classic vitamin that all vegans should be supplementing. If you're a vegan and you're not supplementing B12 with a tested true source of B12, I urge you to go to veganhealth.org or check with a nutritionist and get some good advice, because if you think you're getting enough B12 from fermented foods, you could find out too late that you were wrong.
And it takes time. So your reserves can last for several years and it's a slow decline before you figure out what's going on, and maybe you don't if you don't get a blood test.
But anyway, to proceed, the guidelines for B12, over the age of 50, everyone should be supplementing, whether you're vegan or not. So, I'm not trying to keep the vitamin industry in business, but these are simple and inexpensive ways to preserve your neurological health as well as your other organs that require some of these vitamins. So anyway, in that study, self-identified vegans ate more soy foods and drank more polyphenol-rich beverages, which is to say that's nutrition code for wine, coffee, and tea. And though you'd think there'd be a difference between the two groups, right, the healthy vegans and the ethical vegan dietary choices, the health-motivated, in fact, the study found no significant difference in the BMI, that's the
body mass index.
Thank you. The body mass index between the two groups.
Well, I'm definitely pro polyphenol rich beverages.
I'm not a big wine person, but I do like my coffee these days. So anecdotally, my experience is that people who have the most trouble staying vegan, right, if they decided to go vegan, are those who are eating what they believe to be an extremely healthy diet, which means that they're avoiding all sorts of things like the veggie meats, added fats, and often supplements like we've been talking about. And so I think the folks that embrace veggie burgers and some of the meat analogs and a dab of olive oil every now and then with their salad, they seem to be doing fine, and they and are happy, happy.
Yeah, I mean, vegan or not, it's tremendously difficult to make every meal of every day from scratch perfectly, right? So that will burn you out completely. Not to mention it's hard to do that and keep it healthy. And I think definitely, you know, it's okay to eat whatever you want that's vegan in that case.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, that's what we have for our news roundup. What's coming up next, Danny?
What is coming up next? Now it is time for the Non-Human Radio Weekly Calendar of Events.
All right. So here's some upcoming animal-friendly events. All the info on these events, as well as other items that I mentioned, will be posted on our website at nonhumanradio.com. And if you have an event that you want us to know about, please contact us via Facebook at Non-Human Radio or at nonhumanradio@gmail.com.
Look at all these events coming up.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention a few of them because we're running short on time. But the first one is coming up this Saturday. There's a Saturday, August 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals will be holding a class on how to cook with tofu. The class will be taught by the amazing Sherry Morgado and will be very beginner friendly. Classes will be held at the Sky Creek Dharma Center in North Chico, and listeners can register and pay for the class at chicovegan.com or at brownpapertickets.com. And then next Saturday is the Sonoma County Veg Fest. It's a good-sized indoor-outdoor all-day celebration of compassionate, healthy, and environmentally responsible living. And this Veg Fest will be held at the Santa Rosa Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. And we'll feature some great speakers, including the wonderful Margie Beach from Animal Place, who'll be speaking on the humane farming myth. That's a great talk, and I encourage folks to go.
It's a myth.
And there will also be a vegan film fest and a vegan cake baking contest. Mm. So, and you can register at the door for that. And then the following Saturday will be the Chico Vegan Potluck, which would be on Saturday, August 27th at 6 p.m. in the Chico Library Community Room. Our theme for this month is Farmers Market Fun. So the idea is to go check out our wonderful farmers markets while everything is just blowing up with goodness and tastiness. And make something and bring it and share. So that is about the end of it today. This is a busy news week, but I really enjoy talking about these issues with you. Particularly the idea of the more easygoing vegan diet instead of the strictly health-oriented one. Anyway, and also welcome to the show as my new regular co-host. With the beginning of the school year, Robert Jones, the co-founder of this radio show, has a semester-long scheduling conflict, so he will not be making any appearances.
Well, we'll miss Robert, certainly, but thank you, Jeannie. It's Yay. Fun to be here.
So we have one last bit of business to take care of.
The animal rights thought of the week is from the vegan Olympian sprinter Morgan Mitchell, who said, "A lot of people were against my going vegan, but I just said, my career can't come before another animal's life."
Amen. I'm not a religious person, but you talk about the choices you make, and that's a great choice, and I'm really, really happy for her. So, and happy for the animals. Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks, as always, to our trusty engineer and mentor, Sue Hildebrand. Welcome back.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist Rockers Rise Against.
If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen again or have your friends and family listen, visit us online at nonhumanradio.com. This is Jeannie Trezino and Danny Tom signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan.